Welcome, everyone. So great to see your beautiful faces. Appreciate you being here with us. So if you brought a candle and you wanted to light your candle together, we're going to start with that to just begin to settle into this space together and create sacred space for us to go deep together in spiritual intimacy. So as we light our candles, remembering that we are the light and we bring the light. And when we shine the light in the darkness is no more. The vibration of the light brings a higher vibration of the light, cancels out the lower vibration of the darkness. And the darkness cannot exist in the light. So thank you to each and every one of you for being a light in your world, for being a light in my world. And in our world. So we're going to begin our time with an invocation from Karen Pritchard. So I'd like to invite Karen to begin.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like you to hold your candle, if you can, as in line with your heart. And just bring that warmth towards your heart and your throat. And start to feel a unified connection with the center of the flame. And through becoming unified with the flame, you can feel the oneness and the unity of becoming part of that flame and part of that light. And just gazing into the flame, allow yourself to become part of that movement. That beautiful flowing movement of the light of the flame. And gazing deeply into that light, take that to the center of your forehead and feel a clarity and a cleansing moving into the center of your forehead. And just bring the energy of the flame to your forehead. And you're connected from your forehead to your throat and to your heart, and just drinking that warmth and that light to clear any angst, any hurt, any sorrow, and any pain, and allow a new clarity to form within you and become part of that flame. And gently closing your eyes and drawing the image of that flame into your mind's eye. We are the light. We are the new beginning. We are the light. We are the new day dawning. We are the light. We are the light. We are the new presence. Because we are the light. And we allow that light to become brighter, and we become one, unified and whole. We are the light, we are the new beginning. We are the light, we are the new day dawning. We are the light, we are the light. We are the light, we are the new beginning. We are the light, we are the new day dawning. We are the light, we are the light. We are the light, we are the light. Gently holding the flame in your mind's eye and in your heart, and gently opening your eyes.
Thank you, Karen. It was beautiful. So what we're going to consider together tonight is invoking divine presence and all that comes with that. Divine wisdom, universal love, power, strength. So first of all, I'm going to share some of my own experiences about invoking divine presence. And then Cece will share her thoughts and experiences of invoking divine presence. And as we share our thoughts and experiences, start to become aware of your own and see how that resonates with you or how that's different for you, because certainly we all have our own unique experience of communion with the divine. So the first thing that arises in my thoughts when I consider this is surrender. When I consciously come into the presence of the divine, I consciously let go. I surrender into. I let go of thoughts. I let go of reactive feelings. I let go of judgments and criticisms. I let go of thinking that I know. I let go of expectations. I let go of worries and concerns. And I just surrender it all to the divine. I place it on the altar, knowing that doing so frees me, frees my heart, frees my mind, frees my spirit, so that I can be in true communion with the divine. I can be truly present with the divine. And when I bring my presence, the divine presence, which is always there, always ready and waiting and longing for us to connect with that one, when I am fully present, there it is. The power and the glory and the majesty of that one is right there. But normally, without consciously choosing to do so, we can so easily be distracted by everything else that's happening that we are just not tuned in. It's just like tuning in a radio. Just have to focus on tuning in. Stillness. I love that quote, "Be still and know that I am God," because that really sums it up so beautifully in just so few words. There's so many ways that we each individually can presence the divine that are unique. For example, through music, dance, poetry, prayer, meditation. There's so many different ways that we can experiment with. But in the end, it's about communion. Communion is so much more than connection. Yes, we're connected with the divine. We become aligned with the divine, but there's more than that. There's a oneness with that reality that is a game changer. Reality literally shifts when we become one with that reality. Our reality shifts. And in those sacred moments, we become aware, we remember who and what we are. We remember our own divinity. We are made in the image and likeness of God. We are a child of God. But we are the divine for our world. As David was speaking to last Sunday in our service, God can't give a service. God can't check in on the neighbors and make sure that your loved ones are okay and bring love and care into the world. That's what we're doing. That's what we, the oneness of the divine, sent us for. We came for that. So in remembering who we are in that sacred space of communion with divine presence, we know we are that. I am that I am. We are love, we are truth, we are life itself. We are eternal life. And when we come into that place of communion and remembrance and knowing, there's great peace. We have an enormous sense of deep peace that is beyond words, that can't be manipulated, can't be forced. It has to be relaxed into. It has to be known through surrender to it. Nothing forced, nothing coerced. There's things that we can learn over time that helps us. For me, lighting a candle, ringing a bell, you know, just with practice over years assists me to come to that place. But in the end, we just let go to that place. We don't make anything happen. It's not really up to us. But we come into the presence of the divine, which is always there and waiting, as I said, to receive us, to love us, to embrace us, and to allow us to melt into the arms of the divine, to be completely surrounded. And in that place, we can feel the presence of the one, of the great spirit. We can feel it in us. We can feel it completely surrounding us, enveloped by it. And that deep peace that we know in that then allows us to access our own divine qualities, the divine qualities that we have to bring into our world of love and peace and harmony and truth and compassion and understanding and wisdom. Our highest wisdom is only available to us in that place. We can think and think and think so hard and try and try and try to figure it out. But when we sink into that space, even just momentarily, there is this highest wisdom. There is this awareness of truth that we could never think our way to. We can only tap into. So when do I invoke divine presence? So, you know, clearly in spiritual practice and meditation and prayer, it's a time that most people are invoking divine presence. But don't we also invoke divine presence in so many other times and so many other places? I know for me, if I'm walking into a meeting and I feel that there's a particular need for divine wisdom, not my wisdom, not Uma's wisdom, but divine wisdom, and that I feel that I have an opportunity to be a conduit for that, I invoke divine presence on purpose as I go into that space. I ask for the presence of my beloved to come and be with me and to speak through me. And of course, that can happen anywhere, including on Zoom calls, like everything else we do these days. And so we're going to take some time a little bit later to explore your own experiences of all of that, when, where, and why you invoke divine presence and how. Right now, I'd like to turn this time over to Cees to share her thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Uma. When Uma asked me to talk tonight, I don't know, when it was about 5 o'clock or so, and she told me the topic. I'm like, okay, I can do this. For me, this topic of invoking the divine presence has been a big driving force for me, this desire to connect with the divine, and more importantly, the desire to actually navigate this human experience with some grace. That's what first led me to meditation. That was a practice I took up many, many years ago, but because my life had become so in my head and in the emotional reactions of the stories that I was telling myself. So I needed to learn how to quiet my mind and how to soothe my own heart and allow myself to really touch in to what is present. Uma was very, it has been my experience that it is about surrender. It's about letting go of those thoughts, those feelings that stop us from being what we were designed to be, right? We're designed to be God or an angelic being on this earth. We were designed to love one another. And when we're fulfilling that, it's the best thing. That's where joy comes in. That's where creativity flows, and there is peace and more and more love. It was a year ago, right at this time, that I was in Oregon remember when my mom was in the hospital and going through her process of letting go of this life and invoking the divine presence for me in that situation was essential. I knew walking into it that it was going to be hard to have my normal practice, my spiritual practice time. You know, that's where I invoke that presence through my prayers and through meditation, because I have to, I need to, in order to navigate my life wisely, lovingly, peacefully, and to be intuitive to where I'm supposed to be and who I'm supposed to be with and what I'm supposed to be doing. So before I went to Oregon, let me tell you, I knew what I was walking into because of the place where my sister especially was really negative and really dark. And I knew that I had to be love even when she wasn't there, and to hold that space for my mom. And so invoking the divine presence through prayer, lots and lots of prayer before I left. I mean, I was so filled that even though like I couldn't necessarily pray to that depth while I was in that situation, my prayer before I was left was like, I know that I'm gonna be love and grace and peace in this situation, and it's gonna elevate everything, just knowing it, feeling it, seeing it, and speaking it. Well, by invoking that, I was able to move through that situation with that peace, with that love, with that grace, and elevate the situation. Such beauty was born from that. I can't even capture in words the beauty in life that happens when we invoke that spirit, when we quiet ourselves enough, when we let go of the things that stop that flow of love, that light that wants to come through us. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do. And that was such a powerful experience of how I can allow that power, surrender to it, and let it guide me, let it lead me. And I don't always do it perfect. We all know that that's the case. But so for me, that is such a powerful gift from the divine, and that it's available to us whenever we turn to it, whenever we surrender to it, whenever we allow it to happen. And it can come through many ways, but for me, daily spiritual practice is the way for me to navigate this life more in alignment with what I was designed to be. So that's me. And I just want to say thank you, Uma, for inviting me to speak on this tonight. It's close to my heart.
Thank you, sister. So I'm going to have Jim's going to play a video for us. And before we do, I'd like to speak to the connection and natural flow, if you will, from communion with the divine to communion with others. Like, we really cannot know true love and true communion and connection with our brothers and sisters unless we are doing so in the place of remembering who we are through divine presence and touching into and accessing our own divine qualities, and that divine love that's available to come through us into our world. So as we invoke divine presence, then we're available to really be in peace and harmony and unconditional love with others. So in this video, It's of John Denver, and you'll get a kick out of it because it's an old video and he's very young. And maybe bring back some old memories. So he starts with a peace poem of his own that he's speaking. And then he goes into performing the song that David brought on Sunday, "Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream." So as we're listening to him sing it, I invite you to sing along. And Jim is going to put the lyrics into the chat box. So you can go ahead and bring up your chat box window and sing along. And I'm sure you all have gorgeous voices, but I'm just going to ask you to sing along on mute. Because with the technology, you know, it just doesn't come across. We're all breaking up and, you know, stuff like that. So maybe we just each of us sing with John in our own little space. So, the other thing about this video that I hope you'll recognize is that he is invoking sacred space. And when somebody's doing that, as was done at our Sunday service, and everybody that offered into Sunday service was invoking divine presence in such a powerful way, you know, it was undeniable. Like, you can't just feel it in you and through you and coming out your pores. When somebody's invoking a divine presence, it's like an invitation, but more than that, it's a drawing out of us into that presence. And so let's just experience this video together, and then we'll come back and get into some small groups. Thank you, Jim.
There's a name for war and killing. And there's a name for giving in when you know another answer. To me, the name is sin. But there's still time to turn around and make all hatred cease and give another name to living. We could call it peace. And peace would be the road we walk each step along the way. Peace would be the way we work, and peace the way we play. And in all we see that's different and all the things we know, peace would be the way we look, peace the way we grow. There's a name for separation. There's a name for first and last, when it's all of us or nothing. For me, the name is past. But there's still time to turn around, make all hatred cease, and give a name to all the future. We could call it peace. And if peace is what we pray for, and if peace is what we give, then peace will be the way we are, and peace the way we live. For there still is time to turn around and make all hatred cease, and give another name to living. We could call it peace. 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 Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads. Grateful prayers were prayed, and the people in the streets below We're dancing round and round, and guns and swords and the forks were scattered on the ground. Sing it with me. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all the greed to put an end to war. Sing it again. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end.
Thank you, John. Isn't he sweet? So we're going to get into small groups and have a discussion. So instead of kind of a round of sharing, you know, really interact with each other, might be really deeper. And what I'd like for you to consider, and Jim will put this in the chat, how do you invoke divine presence? Where, when, and why? We're ready, Jim. Okay. So Jim, is everyone back?
Yep, looks like it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. That was fun. I hope you got good people in your group. We had a good time. It's good to be with somebody that you don't get to be in communion with very often and really get to go deep with that. So we're going to take about 5 more minutes to share as a whole group. Whatever you want to share about your experience, your you know, if you had any insights or realizations, or you just want to share about your own experience of invoking the divine, just please keep yourself muted unless you're speaking. That would be very helpful. Thank you.
Well, this whole idea of invoking divine presence, to me, is a kind of an awkward concept. Why would I need to invoke something that I already am? In a sense, I never leave divine presence, and I don't feel the need to develop any meditation or prayer or other spiritual practices to invoke divine presence. I already am present in the divine. I am that I am. Be still and know that I am God. I am God in action on earth. So the idea of invoking divine presence, to me, just doesn't ring true anymore. I'm always in divine presence, and I don't need to surrender to that. But I need to surrender to myself. Does God need to surrender to himself or herself? I don't think so. So I'm sorry, but invoking divine presence, I see no need for it. I am always in divine presence, and I bring that wherever I go and whatever I do.
Jerry, what you said is beautiful. It was also an observation in our group as well, that we are not separate from the divine. So thank you for sharing your observation.
I can agree with all of that. And I know for me, there's like awesome divine Rachel, and then there's awesome divine Rachel 2.0, where it's like all systems go, fires ablaze, And there's certain practices that I have for myself that really amplify like that level of engagement and intimacy. But I think the most important one, I think really was evoked by the song, was ending the war with myself. That's first and foremost. And then from there, there's really, you become impenetrable by any type of reactiveness that might want to come through to distort the level of presence. And then you just become, for me anyways, I just become like a supercharger of what's being able to be received, what I have the ability to receive by letting myself be a vessel for clarity to come through, if that makes sense. And then it also relays back to the vulnerability aspect, and I always forget that word, discipline, and the discipline aspect of things from last week, and how important those pieces are in this part of divine presence.
Thanks, Rachel. My own reflections are that Yolanda described his, I think it was Yolanda, could have been Martin as I think about it now, but I think it was Yolanda. He described his experience of service as the sun rising, and how coming into the service setting, the sun rose, and then there was a cycle, and then the sun set. And he was still spiritual after the sun set, so it wasn't like he went, you know, into debauchery. But there was a specific cycle that I relate in the terms we're using today to invocation. There's a certain opening and a certain intensification, an intensification of communion, of a welcoming into oneself and into the space one's in of divine presence. And I'll cite two experiences from my own life recently. So one was the service on Sunday, where I somehow got it into my head that it would be a good thing to collaborate with others and offer a service that was essentially an invocation. And my experience for me was it really happened for me. And I believe others had a similar experience. And then yesterday afternoon, I was writing a prayer around which we're going to create a video for an online program for World Unity Week. And I'm futzing around with words and just thinking about what might happen. And then the sun rose. It just started to come through me, the prayer. And you might call that an invocation. There was a deliberate invoking of divine presence. And of course, there was a work product in the whole thing. I was going to create a script, if you will, for a video, but it was far more than that. I was invoking it for myself. And then I believe it will invoke the same for anyone who's resonant with the spirit of it, the spirit of the invocation.
Thank you, David. Beautiful. So we're going to go back into small groups again, and you'll get different people this time. And we're going to have another discussion with this topic. What is different when you invoke divine presence? Do you experience the presence of higher wisdom, universal love, and true power? Or what happens for you? And Jim put it in the chat for us. Thank you, Jim. See you back here in a minute. So fun to watch everybody popping back in. Do you ever feel like when you're in your small group and Jim is calling us back, do you get the feeling there's this large hook that comes and grabs you and it just grabs you and it pulls you back in, you know, or something? It's really fun. I love this. I love the technology, and I love that Jim is a master of it, and I so appreciate that. So let's share again as a whole group. We have, let's see, is it actually 7:53? Yes. So what would be nice if we could just share in the whole group for about, you know, 3 or 4 minutes or so. I'll watch the time and hook you back in.
Thanks, Uma. What I notice, what changes when there's an invocation is a connection and an experience of a larger design, a pattern, and a connection to something that's more than just about who I am as a being. There is wisdom that comes because I'm seeing from a larger perspective. And yes, that is where I live, but when I'm intentional about it, I see the patterns and I see from a greater perspective of how things might move forward or how things fit. A beautiful, restful opportunity.
Yeah, and it's that space we get into that's got the thrill of creation in it, where before it was just, you know, normal stuff, and then suddenly something extraordinary happens, and it's called inspiration in some quarters, but it's just where it all comes together. So thank you.
I see it as this mutual showing up to play. You know, it's almost like there's a secondary plane of existence that we can step into when we invoke the divine, as we're calling it, or I've been using the idea of a presencing breath, or just a state of being present. How exciting it is to do that mutually with somebody else who's also present, and what's able to pour through and to come forward. And I think it's one of the playful aspects of being online together is that there's so much presence, and there's so many folks here who are totally connected with their own presence, their own breath, their own place of being, that whoever is speaking into a field of divine players. It's like a football pitch or something of divinity. So I've really just been enjoying tuning in these latter weeks and months and feeling into that. So glad to show up with you all.
I love that, Patrick. It was kind of shared in our group, but you know, practice and playing, I mean, it wasn't saying these words, these terms, but I'm relating to it in what you said, Patrick. We all do it differently, and it takes playing with it to really tap into how it works best for us, or when are we not, and when are we in divine presence, when are we aligned that way or not, or are we shutting it off or not? You know, I love it, playing with it. It releases the pressure. Let's just be.
We have time for one more if anybody else has a burning share.
So David, I don't know if you remember saying many, many years ago, prayer doesn't take much, but it does take something. And I feel we were discussing that something. And Martin used the phrase above the veil. So there is something above the veil to be known and to be accessed that parts for me, and in the descriptions I've heard from others, where the larger presence, the who we are in our entirety, is touched upon. That's something above the veil. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you all.
I just want to go real quick. I think it's about awareness. We have to be spiritually aware, and then it gives us a different perspective. But if we're not aware of that presence within us, then it can be there and not be activated in us.
Thank you, JJ. So it's been a wonderful time, and I want to, can't believe it's already over. How'd that happen? But I would like to end our time with a prayer. So if you'll just join me in sinking into that deep prayerful state, and let's share this prayer together to end our time. Dear beloved, I long for and call forth your presence. be here with us now and stay with us always and in all things. Through the power of God anchored in my heart and within the hearts of all humanity, I invoke divine light. Precious sacred fire, blaze in me, blaze in us, and through us into the world. In deep communion with the all that is, maker of heaven and earth and all that is seen and unseen, I dedicate my life to be an open door for love, for peace, for harmony, to flow from the invisible angelic realms into this earthly realm. I am an awakened being of radiant light. We are all awakened beings of radiant light. And together we light up the world and the darkness is no more. And so shall it be, and so it is. Amen. Thank you all so much for being here. Such a joy.
Thank you. With
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you